Advent, Week 2, Tuesday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us adore the Lord, the King who is to come. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us adore the Lord, the King who is to come. O God of truth and Lord of power, whose word their course to things assigns, whose splendour lights the morning hour, whose fiery sun at noonday shines, within us quench the flames of strife, the harmful heat of passion quell, give health of body to our life, and give true peace of soul as well. In this most loving Father here, and Christ co-equal Son, our prayer, with Holy Ghost one Trinity, you reign for all eternity. Commit your life to the Lord, and he will act on your behalf. Psalm 36. Do not fret because of the wicked, do not envy those who do evil, for they wither quickly like grass, and fade like the green of the fields. If you trust in the Lord and do good, then you will live in the land and be secure. If you find your delight in the Lord, he will grant you your heart's desire. Commit your life to the Lord, trust in him, and he will act, so that your justice breaks forth like the light, your cause like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait in patience. Do not fret the man who prospers, a man who makes evil plots to bring down the needy and the poor. Calm your anger and forget your rage. Do not fret, it only leads to evil, for those who do evil shall perish. The patient shall inherit the land. A little longer and the wicked shall have gone. Look at his place, he is not there, but the humble shall own the land and enjoy the fullness of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Commit your life to the Lord, and he will act on your behalf. Turn away from evil and do good, the Lord will support the just. Psalm 36 continued. The wicked man plots against the just and gnashes his teeth against him, but the Lord laughs at the wicked. He sees that his day is at hand. The sword of the wicked is drawn, his bow is bent to slaughter the upright. Their sword shall pierce their own hearts, and their bows shall be broken to pieces. The just man's few possessions are better than the wicked man's wealth, for the power of the wicked shall be broken, and the Lord will support the just. He protects the lives of the upright, their heritage will last for ever. They shall not be put to shame in evil days, in time of famine their food shall not fail. But all the wicked shall perish, and all the enemies of the Lord. They are like the beauty of the meadows, they shall vanish like smoke. The wicked man borrows without repaying, but the just man is generous and gives. Those blessed by the Lord shall own the land, but but those he has cursed shall be destroyed. The Lord guides the steps of a man and makes safe the path of one he loves. Though he stumble, he shall not fall, for the Lord holds him by the hand. I was young, and now I am old, but I have never seen the just man forsaken, nor his children begging for bread. All the day he is generous and lends, and his children become a blessing. Then turn away from evil and do good, and you shall have a home forever, for the Lord loves justice and will never forsake his friends. The unjust shall be wiped out forever, and the children of the wicked destroyed. The just shall inherit the land. There they shall live forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Turn away from evil and do good. The Lord will support the just. Wait for the Lord, keep to his way. Psalm 36 concluded. The just man's mouth utters wisdom, and his lips speak what is right. The law of his God is in his heart. His steps shall be saved from stumbling. The wicked man watches for the just and sees occasion to kill him. The Lord will not leave him in his power, nor let him be condemned when he is judged. Then wait for the Lord, keep to his way. It is he who will free you from the wicked, raise you up to possess the land, and see the wicked destroyed. I have seen the wicked triumphant, towering like a cedar of Lebanon. I passed by again, he was gone. I searched, he was nowhere to be found. See, the just man, mark the upright. For the peaceful man a future lies in store. But sinners shall all be destroyed. No future lies in store for the wicked. The salvation of the just comes from the Lord, their stronghold in time of distress. The Lord helps them and delivers them and saves them, for their refuge is in him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Wait for the Lord, keep to his way. The voice of one crying in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight the paths of our God. A reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 24. The earth is utterly broken, the earth is rent asunder. The earth is violently shaken. The earth staggers like a drunken man. It sways like a hut. Its transgression lies heavy upon it, and it falls, and will not rise again. On that day the Lord will punish the host of heaven in heaven, and the kings of the earth on the earth. They will be gathered together as prisoners in a pit. They will be shut up in a prison, and after many days they will be punished. Then the moon will be confounded, and the sun ashamed, for the Lord of hosts will reign on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, and before his elders he will manifest his glory. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you forever. I will praise your name. For you have done wonderful things, plans formed of old, faithful and sure. For you have made the city a heap, the fortified city a ruin. The palace of aliens is a city no more. It will never be rebuilt. Therefore, strong peoples will glorify you. Cities of ruthless nations will fear you. For you have been a stronghold to the poor, a stronghold to the needy in his distress, a shelter for the storm and a shade from the heat. For the blast of the ruthless is like a storm against a wall, like heat in a dry place. You subdue the noise of the aliens as heat by the shade of a cloud, so the song of the ruthless is stilled. A responsory from Isaiah 25. O Lord, you are my God, I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things. You have been a stronghold to the poor, a stronghold to the needy in his distress. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things. A reading from the Constitution of the Church of the Second Vatican Council. The Church, to which we are called in Christ Jesus, and in which we acquire sanctity through the grace of God, will attain her full perfection only in the glory of heaven. Then will come the time of the restoration of all things. Then the human race, as well as the entire world, which is intimately related to man and achieves its purpose through him, will be perfectly re-established in Christ. Christ, having been lifted up from the earth, is drawing all men to himself. Rising from the dead, he sent his life-giving Spirit upon his disciples, and through this Spirit has established his body, the Church, as the universal sacrament of salvation. Sitting at the right hand of the Father, he is continually active in the world, leading men to the Church, and through her joining them more closely to himself, and making them partakers of his glorious life by nourishing them with his own body and blood. Therefore, the promised restoration which we are awaiting has already begun in Christ, is carried forward in the mission of the Holy Spirit, and through him continues in the Church. There we learn through faith the meaning too of our temporal life as we perform, with hope of good things to come, the task committed to us in this world by the Father, and work out our salvation. The final age of the world has already come upon us. The renovation of the world has already been irrevocably decreed, and in this age is already anticipated in some real way. For even now on this earth, the Church is marked with a genuine, though imperfect, holiness. However, until there is a new heaven and a new earth where justice dwells, the Pilgrim Church in her sacraments and institutions, which pertain to this present time, take on the appearance of this passing world. She herself dwells among creatures who groan and travel in pain until now and who await the revelation of the sons of God. Responsory from Philippians 3. We eagerly wait for our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will change our weak mortal bodies and make them like his own glorious body. Let us live self-controlled, upright and godly lives in this world as we wait for the blessed day we hope for when the glory of our great God will appear. He will change our weak mortal bodies and make them like his own glorious body. Let us pray. Lord God, all the ends of the earth have seen your salvation. Give us the grace to await with joy the glorious day of our Saviour's birth. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.